right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Reggie Jackson. He's the author of the Milwaukee Independent, and he's one of the founders of Nurturing Diversity Partners. And you know, Reggie, and I'm so glad that we're talking about this, because many people have forgotten, right? They've forgotten what took place. And so when you look at what happened in the aftermath of that, and the median wealth for black people, and as opposed to the median wealth for whites, was already a horrendous number. But after what transpired there, it really, really got to the point of numbers that are so minuscule and embarrassing that the nation ought to be ashamed of itself. And and to somehow, you know, blame people who trust, you know, this. And so they, as you stated, all of these subprime criminals were allowed to come amongst the people who didn't have anything but their homes. That's all we've ever had in the way of worth in this nation. And to take away what people could leave for their families and give them a leg up is a crime that, you know, people aren't talking about. And here we are again. Reggie is right back.
Yeah.
That's my issue, man. It's right back. People are going to believe. People are going to believe. When I saw my assessment, the first thing I said was, I can't believe they're coming back with this scam again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm aware of it. There are people who aren't, and they're going to lose their homes again.
They are, Earl. They are. And you know, the point I was making right before we went to break is that the narrative about what happened with the housing bubble bursting is that all of these irresponsible people got loans, and, you know, these subprime loans, this and subprime loans, that. Listen, the people that got subprime loans, in many cases, who were black and Hispanic, were people who deserved a prime loan. So for those who don't know the difference between a prime loan and a subprime loan, a prime loan is a loan given to people with the highest credit worthiness. So people with really good, you know, credit history, a really good credit score. But if you have a lower credit score, you know, not matching where they want you to be, but you're still eligible, you'll get what they call a subprime loan. So you're going to have a higher interest rate with a subprime loan, right? You're going to pay higher fees. And so there were studies done by the Department of Justice, and they sued banks that were discriminating against black and Hispanic borrowers nationwide for giving them subprime loans when they were eligible for prime loans, charging them higher fees and higher interest rates simply because they were black and Hispanic. There was no other rationale for it, right? So the banks that got caught, Associated Bank, got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, right? They settled with the federal government. You also had Wells Fargo, got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and they settled with the federal government. And then you had the biggest of them, Countrywide Financial, which is now part of Bank of America. They got caught. They settled, Earl, in 2000, I think it was 2012. They settled for $335 million. Wells Fargo settled for $175 million. So
the people who lost their properties didn't get any of it.
This is what they did.
Go ahead.
They settled with them. And they set up a system where moving forward, we're not going to do this to people again. That was literally what they did. They didn't help those people that lost their
homes. I know, man. It's why I come in here and people think that I hate the government, right? They think that I, you know, why do I hate our government so much? You know, when you're a person of color, you have a reason to hate the government, because the government has not been fair and equitable to its citizens of color ever in this country, ever in the history of it. And even at this point in time, 2022, we continue to face the exact same things over and over and over. You know, well, they're criminals, and they're, you know, crime is up, and there's crime in the central cities, and nobody wants to do anything about the crime, but they don't say one doggone thing about the crime that's being perpetrated by our government and by corporations. You know, you talk about subprime loans, man. You know, those are predatory loans. And nobody can question whether or not they are. Everybody knows it. And yet our government allowed it, Reggie.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, elected. Yes, and who's our government?
Yeah.
The elected officials, both Democrat and Republicans, were both guilty.
Right, right. And this is the thing about it, Earl, that I think bothers people more than anything else about what happened with the Great Recession after the housing bubble fell apart, is that Wall Street firms were on the brink of going out of business. Like, the largest Wall Street firms were, you know, literally about to fall apart and go out of business. And the federal government stepped in, and this was under President Barack Obama.
Under President Barack Obama, who actually he deregulated Wall Street.
They stepped in, Earl, and they bailed these Wall Street firms out.
Too big to fail.
With the exception of, you know, Lehman Brothers. Now, Lehman, they let them just fall apart. They don't exist anymore. They were one of the largest. So they used them as an example, in my opinion. Like, okay, well, we're not going to help everybody. But listen, you helped the biggest. I mean, you bailed out these banks that are worth billions and billions of dollars, Earl. You gave them billions of dollars so that they wouldn't fail, like you said, the whole, you know, too big to fail. But what about the American public? Was the American public, the average American who was a homeowner that was looking at losing their home, did they bail them out? Did they say, hold on, banks, don't foreclose on them. We'll give you money to catch them up. They didn't do that, Earl.
No.
And millions of Americans lost their homes.
And haven't recovered to this day. You know, it should have been criminal. And that's why it's hard to have respect for our government. You know, I mean, there are many other things that we'll be talking about. But that article that you wrote, man, if people really knew and understood it, and you've written it in such a manner that people can understand it, they just have to know it's there. When we come back, we're going to make sure we let people know where it is. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. On the line, my good friend, Mr. Reggie Jackson. You can join us. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.